Welcome to the Inspire Ladies podcast, where through the mess, with all of the stress, we are completely blessed. No matter where you're at in your journey, if you're a seasoned Christian or still discovering the journey that God has set for you, we encourage you to take a listen. We are your hosts, Ashley Eberts
and Kyla Vincent. Grab your coffee or your sweet tea and let's see what the Lord has for us today.
Well, hello. Welcome back, ladies. We are here. School's about to start and all parents are back to normal scheduled. What was that? Normal scheduled programs? Normal scheduled programs. I don't know.
Something like that. It's funny. We have to like recalculate our brains back into podcasting because we've been out for the whole summer.
Seriously. It's been amazing and yet crazy. What's something that you can remember that you loved from doing this summer?
So something I loved about this summer was probably just spending time with friends. We definitely grew our inner circle a little bit. Mm. It's not just the two of us anymore. We've grown a lot closer with other women too within our church, which I think has been so wonderful. And it helps me realize that, you know, there can be other good people in this world. Mm. You know, it kind of sets me out of my comfort zone of what I'm so accustomed to, you know, just past childhood trauma, I guess, with friendships. So it kind of helped me realize like, hey, you're older now. It's going to be okay. Like, move on.
Right. It's like God gave you those people for a reason. So I found like when we opened up our circle, there's amazing women who have all boys like I do. And it makes me feel a little bit more sane when it comes to my children. Like, oh, they are supposed to act like this. It is normal. To an extent. No, I'm just kidding. But it's been real fun. Pool days have been amazing. That's my favorite part probably because I love being outside. I love being in the water and I hate the ocean. So pools are my friend.
Here, here. No one likes sharks
or whales or anything else that's large and can eat you. Or in some cases, I know people that don't like small fish either. So they stay out of the ocean too.
I like to snorkel though.
I like to snorkel in a pool. You never know what you're going to find in there.
That is a mystery all on its own.
One thing I can say since having a little bit of a summer break is actually listening to other podcasts. I know for me and raising my children, I need a parenting podcast to help me parent in a more godly way and recognize where I falter in being a mother. So I have been listening to Ginger Hubbard's
parenting podcast, right?
Parenting podcast. I think it's just called Parenting Podcast with Ginger Hubbard. So if you haven't heard that, she's a well-known
Christian author.
Yes, Christian author. She's done Don't Make Me Count to Three. She's done
I Can't Believe You Just Said That.
I Can't Believe You Just Said That, which is awesome.
That one's so good, y'all. You have to read that one.
Seriously. For all of you parents struggling out there, girls, boys, Don't Make Me Count to Three is awesome. It's biblical teaching of how to correctly train them as like first-time obedience is very important and why we don't count to one, two, three. So that was very interesting. And then And there's a podcast out there for kids. And I know that Odyssey has great biblical podcasts out there, but there's one called God's Big Story that's really awesome.
That one's amazing.
There's a girl and a guy on it. I forget their names. Forgive me. But they talk about how in your everyday life, how God is important. And then they go into a biblical study on it. And then they have follow-up questions. We're really awesome. Because I even know when we were going to school, I would play with the kids in the car. And we would go, okay, let's see who can get them all right. So that was really awesome as well.
That is really cool. And I love having that in the background, you know, in everyday life, especially when we're with our kids more often through the summer. It's so important to have that extra godly influence around them. So just to kind of pump them up and build their foundation like they need to. One of the other ones I listened to was Risen Motherhood. And that one was really awesome, really encouraging. A gal named Emily and Laura are the hosts. And you guys are going to have to check that one out as well. What was the one you found, Ash?
There was one more for the kids. If you're into like animal forest characters and stuff like that, there's another podcast for the kids called Paws and Tales Podcast, which is basically kind of like Adventures in Odyssey, where they go on different adventures and they find out through these characters of the what to do's and the what not to do's in a biblical manner. So we're really digging that one in our household. And for all those who are struggling financially or wanting to know more about how to be financially smart in their finances, I was listening to Rachel Cruz has a podcast, and she's a part of the Dave Ramsey. And if you are at Southern Hills, I know there's Financial Peace University that a lot of you have taken. And if you haven't, it is a very good opportunity for you to go and look into that. But aside from that, I listened to the Rachel Cruz show, who also talks in a way where every day, this is how you should be doing things, or this is how the world is going today. If you're looking into buying a house, buying a car, these are the ways that you should be looking at. So that's really cool too.
Yeah, I feel like this year has definitely been the year of like learning for my family for like financial as well, going into that actually. We've definitely been going through the Dave Ramsey program, and if you're a Dave Ramsey person, you know, we have been going through the program like a gazelle with a broken leg. Haven't been as focused on it. I think it's just because it's new habits for us. You know, we just have to be in the mindset of being like, we just need to do it and putting our family first before our own selfish pride. And that can be hard. And I think it's also makes it even harder when, you know, the husband and the wife aren't exactly always on the same page with biblically and spiritually. I feel like being on different levels with that, as women and men always are anyways, they're always on a different level somewhere in their spiritual walk. So I think that definitely makes it a little harder or a little challenging, but it definitely allows you to grow and to learn like, okay, what this summer can we work through as a family and as a couple? And honestly, it's allowed us to have more time kind of fighting through those things that we bumped our heads on for so long and really digging underneath what the cause of those issues are. So I feel like it's been a really good summer of just learning and educating for my family, and even just specifically with my husband.
Right. And I know for us in that financial aspect, you always want to be growing together in Christ. And this is just another opportunity for you guys to be growing toward Christ and what he wants for your life. For my family and growing, we have been doing Bible study. I know I've been doing Bible study lately. I started Ecclesiastes, and God was like, this is the one you need to listen to now. Like, let's go over this one. And I'm like, I've never felt the need to do that. It's really depressing if you don't read it in the right context. He talks about how he was trying to basically do an experiment to figure out what exactly makes people happy without God. And so he would go out drinking, and he found that that didn't work. And then he would build houses, and he would have slaves to help him around those houses. And he would have big, beautiful gardens, and like that didn't make him happy. And he was like, listen, basically, you need to do things with God in the forefront. I told myself that this summer was going to be the summer of change. And I thought it meant like for my children or for my husband or for finances or whatever. But it seemed to be it was for me. And he was like, okay, well, if you want change, you need to fix yourself before you can fix anybody else. And he's telling me right now, I'm not fixing everybody else. You're going to leave me to it. You're going to leave God to fix everybody else, because that's their own journey and it's not mine. So I know that we've been through some struggles just in the fact that I had been asking for change. Reading my Bible has definitely been a trial, but a strengthening. I didn't want to do it, but it's been strengthening me. It's doing some, you know, strength training in me spiritually. So that has changed. I have been just looking into different avenues for biblically growing my children in the way that they should go, how to financially do it in a biblical way. So basically, my life is trying to turn a 180, but we'll see what God has planned in the future. What is something that God has led you to that you have been struggling with maybe this summer or even before summer started?
One of the big things is I went part-time at my job because I was full-time before, and I went part-time. The reason why we did that is because my husband's job, obviously financially, just makes more sense. And I we've decided to homeschool my kids. While that can be exciting, I'm also, as it gets closer to the day that we're starting homeschooling, it's making me a little nervous, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be homeschooling, but I have more time, but I need to make sure that, like, I do this right. You know, I feel like I'm not putting pressure on myself necessarily, but I'm really doing my best not to hold myself at such a perfect standard. I have such a hard time holding myself at such a perfect standard of needing to do everything perfectly and making everything perfect all the time. And I know we've said so many times before, and I keep repeating in my head, I always hear Ash's voice in the back of my head saying, if we were meant to be perfect, we wouldn't need a perfect savior. And I'm just like, oh, Malanta, okay. And yeah, so I'm just coming to the realization, like, okay, I don't need to be perfect. I just need to do the best that I can with what God has been so gracious to give me. And right now he's giving me a great opportunity to learn how to rely on him more and trust him in these new areas and avenues that we're taking in our life. Me working more part-time, spending way more time with the kids, which is also a mental change as well. So, you know, more time with the kids, which of course is a wonderful thing. But if you're a mom, you know, man, like, it's a lot, and it can be a lot, and you can get overwhelmed, but it's completely normal to be overwhelmed. And that is why Christ is so important to have at the center of our life. And that's why I've realized I really have to keep the foundation in my homeschooling and in my life with Christ and starting with the Bible. And so that's definitely what we're going to continue to do with us as a family, is keeping that foundation firm for all these new adventures of our lives. What about you, Ash?
So I think for me for this year is I need to focus more on not worrying about other aspects and just focusing more on God. Like, there's so many things that God has allowed my family to do, and I'm very grateful for it. But I think he is trying to remind me that I need to lay back on stuff that's just meaningless. You know, like, I have a problem sometimes, like, scrolling too much on my phone. I have a problem with watching too much TV. I have a problem with, you know, filling in the fleshly things that I have got going on. And God's like, no. And I know when I am in the Word and I'm deep and I'm don't pay attention to my children because I'm so deep in it, that, like, I'm getting what God wants me to get, and I need to stop focusing on everything else. I took this summer, I did a Bible study on boundaries. There's a very good book called Good Boundaries and Goodbyes, actually, it's called. Yes, by Lisa Turkhurst. She's amazing. I have a really good friend of mine that we did that with, I've learned so much about how God placed boundaries for us for a godly purpose. And when you love somebody, or when you have somebody in your life, family, non-family, friend, whatever, whoever that person is, your boss or whatever, you still need to create those boundaries. And the fact, like, you're not going to take away my joy because you're in a situation, I'm going to create this boundary. I will love you from a distance, or I will just insert myself somewhere else because I'm not meant to be in that position with whatever you have to say to tarnish my testimony. So I'm working on that, which is really awesome. And good boundaries doesn't necessarily mean goodbyes. And that's also something. Good boundaries are in place so that we can have good relationships with other people. Like, when you think about it, and God was like, okay, Adam and Eve, you ate from the tree of knowledge, now you're out. He didn't say, I'm not going to take care of you. He clothed them with animal clothes, you know, fur and stuff like that. So they had clothes on. But he also created that boundary with a cherub and two swords at the gate saying, you ain't coming in here. You know, you lost that opportunity. I'm not going to let you get this close because you messed with me. So now I love you and I will take care of you, but I'm not going to let you in so close that you can hurt me again. So that was a good one. So if you're out there, ladies, and you're like, well, that sounds like an amazing book. It really is. Comes with videos and it's a whole study. It's amazing. What is something that you are looking forward to in the podcasting coming in the future?
I'm excited to talk to more people. It has been, I think, a challenge for us to get out of our shell, to talk to more people at church and to ask them about being on our podcast. And especially for me, because again, I have that fear of rejection for some reason. But in Psalms 34:4, it says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and protected me from all my fears. And I know that if I'm doing the work for Christ, he will provide what we need to reach more people for his kingdom, for his purpose. So yeah, just hearing more testimonies. There are so many people at our church, and there are so many incredible people at our church who have wonderful testimonies, who have wonderful insight from people who have, you know, been through the season of the kids that we're in, and now who are in teenage years, have their kids in teenage years, or who have their kids that are up and grown and married and onto their own families, you know, people who are more seasoned in their life. It's so awesome to get their feedback and then also to hear their stories from that phase of their life and what they wish they would have done differently or what they love that they learned through that season. Because it kind of makes, I almost feel like the more you relate to people at church, the more it humanizes the church experience. Because everybody walks into a church and they're just like, oh my gosh, all these holy people. It's not that at all. We're all human, and there are things that we love, and there are things that are different that you wouldn't think that we would like, but we do, or whatever it is. So yeah, I can't wait to get to know more and more people, because every person has something to contribute for God's story. What about you?
Well, amen, sister, on that. Everybody has a testimony, and I'm really excited to dive deeper into the Bible and what God teaches us, not only about being women, but about being a Proverbs 31 woman and what that means. I'm excited for finding out more things in current events, to be honest. Like, I've been watching a lot of things, and I'm just not sure about the world right now. So I would love to get a biblical view of how to be an American and what that represents. And I know that, yes, we are Americans, and I'm very grateful to be an American and not anywhere else. However, we are Christians first. So what that looks like being a Christian American. I'm also excited for the fact that, like, it's another year of just podcasting. This is going to be what, year three? Are we in year three already? January is going to be year three that we've been doing podcasting. And we still love it. Come to us in January. We're probably still going to love it. So we are definitely excited in what to give you guys in the near future. And I'm not going to give out too much information about it because we want it to be such a surprise for you guys. So we're not going to do that. But yeah, I look forward to the next podcast coming next month. You'll be able to dive in a little bit deeper of what we're going to be sharing.
Yes, ma'am. So ladies, this has been awesome. Just kind of catching up, getting back into it. We're a little roughy scruffy over here. But we're very excited for the next few months and the next several years. So Lord willing, this will last for as long as Ash and I can tolerate ourselves and each other and all the ups and downs to shenanigans that happen.
Yes.
But yeah, so ladies, thank you so much. Don't forget to stay tuned if you haven't yet. Subscribe on that podcasting outlet, whatever that is for you. And follow the content, like it, love it, comment, whatever you need to do, and share it with your friends too. Because that's another thing we could really be better at. I think all of us could just a little bit more, is sharing one extra thing about Jesus that really lifts everybody else up. Because this world needs Jesus right now more than ever. So share it. Love it. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today for this month's podcast. Please make sure you like, subscribe, and leave a comment on whatever platform you use for podcasting.
And don't forget to join us on inspireladies.com and check out the upcoming event for Camp Ironwood. It is a ladies retreat. It is going to be so much fun. And we, as a podcasting group, will see you there.
Have a blessed day.